Able. He's the commander of the 1st Coast Guard District. His district covers the border from Canada down to New Jersey. He's in charge of the Coast Guard, the ports and the harbors, all the way down the coast. We're also joined by Darrell Towns, the commissioner of New York State Homes and Community Renewal. You'll hear from the governor and then Admiral Able.
Thank you very much. Good morning. The sun is shining. We've been working our way through the situation. We're making more and more progress every day, and you can actually feel it on the streets. We're not there yet, but we've made great progress in a short period of time. Several updates for you before we get to the situation that the Admiral will speak about. In terms of power, overall about half the homes that have been affected, about half of the homes have had their power restored. We started with about 2 million homes that had a loss of power. We're down to about 1 million homes. So that's good news for the homes who have had their power restored. Obviously, still half of the homes without power. The Long Island Power Authority, LIPA, which had at one time about 90% of their customer base was out of power. That's down to about half also, those number of homes on Long Island. So that's good progress also. We spoke with Kevin Burke and Con Ed this morning. He's been making good progress, especially in downtown Manhattan. He believes the power is going to be back on in what's called the Joralemon Tunnel, which will facilitate the MTA bringing power back to the subway system in that area. There is an additional 200 crews, that line crews that will be coming down from Quebec today, which will help the utility companies with the line restoration. Con Ed, Mr. Burke, also believes he may be in a position to turn the power back on in downtown Manhattan today, which would obviously be good news. Now, that does not mean that every light would work in downtown Manhattan. He could repower downtown Manhattan, but then there's a second question of the local networks, the building equipment that has to be checked also. But if downtown Manhattan was repowered, that would be a big step forward for the train system as well as for Con Ed and the lights. As we've spoken all along, this was always an interconnection among three elements: the water in the tunnel, getting the water out of the tunnel so we could get the electricity back on with Con Ed, so we could get the trains running again with MTA. But that would be very good news, again, especially for downtown Manhattan. My position with the utilities, which I stated yesterday, which I would like to reiterate today, I understand the utilities are working very hard. I understand that. I understand the workers at the utilities are working very hard. I also understand that I represent the people of the state of New York. I represent the people who are right now without power. I represent the people who pay the bills to the utility companies. And my position is very simple. I want accountability and I want performance. People pay their bills. The people pay their bills so they have power. They're now without power. We understand the situation, but we expect these utilities to perform adequately in this situation, and I will hold them accountable for their performance. They are businessmen, and I don't see why they would object to be holding accountable for their performance, which is the general rule. In terms of homeownership, we are working on stabilizing the situation in communities in the affected region. There are still a number of communities that need more work to stabilize. Places like Long Beach, like Lindenhurst, like Staten Island, pockets in the Bronx and Queens. So we're still working on stabilizing neighborhoods. We are also beginning to transition to the reconstruction phase, especially reconstruction of homeownership. There will be many, many, many homes which were damaged to one extent or another. Some totally demolished, some in the case of Breezy Point tragically burned down, some flooded, so a full range of damage. And there will be a number of resources that will be available to homeowners. The first, private insurance, to the extent they had it. Secondly, the federal government through FEMA and the FEMA funds. And third, state funds and state programs that are available. We had a conversation with the president last night. Once again, he was asking how he could help, how the federal government could help. And what came out of that conversation is that we will be deploying 30 joint teams in the region between the state and the federal government through FEMA. And these joint teams will have an expert in each area, an expert who knows private insurance, an expert from FEMA who knows the FEMA funds, and an expert from the state who knows the state housing programs, thanks to Commissioner Darrell Towns, who's with us today. These joint teams will be deployed in the 30 key areas in the region, and FEMA will be providing the 30 personnel for those teams. So we thank the president for that. Once again, it's just another step in a full agenda of federal assistance to our region, and we thank him for that, and also Administrator Fugate from FEMA. But those 30 teams will start to be assembled next week, and they will be dispatched to the affected communities. They'll be in accessible locations. Homeowners can come to them, say, this is my situation, this is my home, this is the damage, this is the insurance I have, this is what I need, and these experts will actually help them put together whatever plan they need, whatever paperwork, whatever bureaucracy has to be overcome, circumvented. These teams will be on place to do that. As part of that effort, the federal funding is in place, private insurance is in place, and we want to make sure the state is doing everything that it can do. And as of today, I'm announcing that the state of New York will pledge $100 million into a fund that is dedicated to victims of Sandy and home repairs for homes that were damaged as a result of Sandy. I've spoken to the legislative leaders, Senator Dean Skelos and Assemblyman Sheldon Silver, and they concur in the allocation of $100 million in state funds to this purpose. So the teams will be going out next week. FEMA funds are in place. We'll now have $100 million in state funds so we can begin this reconstruction and repair effort right away. If down the road the $100 million is not satisfactory, it's not enough money, then we'll reconsider that program, and I'm sure we would renew and replenish that program. But that will get us up and running and begin the reconstruction forthwith. We had also requested from the president a disaster declaration for Westchester and Rockland counties, and this morning that disaster declaration was granted. That will be assistance for Westchester and Rockland, which heretofore had not been declared a disaster area by the president. Last and importantly, the issue of gasoline. The issue of gasoline has created concern and anxiety and practical problems all throughout the region. People can't get gas. It's slowed down the delivery of services. It's increased the stress level all across the region. There'll be some specific actions that I'll announce in a moment, but I want to make sure that people understand what actually happened in this situation. One of the consequences of the storm was that there was debris in New York Harbor. We believe that containers were blown off ships. There were containers floating in the port. There were containers that were in the bottom of the port. There were containers that were submerged below the surface, so they weren't immediately visible, but they could have posed a real threat and danger to navigation. The decision was made to close the port for a period of time until the Coast Guard was confident that vessels could proceed without being in a dangerous position. This created a backlog of vessels who were trying to get into the harbor, but couldn't get into the harbor until it was cleared. I spoke with the Coast Guard yesterday. And the Coast Guard, which had worked very rapidly, and deployed significant resources, determined yesterday that the harbor was open for passage, or at least part of the harbor was open for passage, so the tankers could then proceed in. There's still certain navigational obstacles that might be in the harbor that the Coast Guard is attending to, but the basic point was the tankers could make progress once again. So beginning yesterday, the tankers started to re-enter the harbor. Many of these tankers and barges contained the fuel that was en route to the terminals, which would then lead to distribution centers. So to the extent there is a shortage of fuel, that's because there is a shortage of fuel. The tankers couldn't get into the harbor. The tankers are now proceeding into the harbor, and they're making great progress. One of the large distribution points is in the town of Newburgh, up the Hudson. A barge carrying 2 million gallons got to Newburgh at 2 o'clock in the morning. And there's various stories like that where millions of gallons of gasoline are now through the harbor and going into the distribution network. There were also a number of terminals that were damaged by the storm or power outages where terminals couldn't operate. Generators have been brought in, and many terminals are now also online. There's something called the Buckeye Pipeline, which is very important for Long Island. That was inoperable. That has now been brought online. The Port Jefferson Terminal, which is also a major distribution point, that was offline. That has been brought online. The state and the federal government are going to be taking actions to further accelerate this situation. I have just signed an executive order that waives the state's requirements that fuel tankers register and pay a tax before unloading. One of the laws in the state is fuel tankers have to register in the harbor with the state, and the state imposes a tax. We're going to waive the registration. We're going to waive the tax. I don't like to waive the tax. I don't want to lose the money, but we do want to accelerate the flow of the gasoline, and that's more important in this case. So I'll sign an executive order that does that. The federal government, I spoke to Secretary Napolitano this morning, and she is considering waiving the Jones Act, which would bring additional tankers into the New York Harbor and into this region, so we'd have an additional supply of tankers with fuel. And the secretary was considering that, but she said she would consider it on an expedited basis. So we understand why there was a shortage. The harbor is now open. There should be a real change in condition, and people should see it quickly.